Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Everybody, we have a very special guest today. We have Corinne Fox joining us on the podcast, Scrubbing In.
Hello. Hi.
You are a fellow podcaster, so it's so exciting to have you joining us today. So good to meet you.
I know. It's so weird to be on the other side of things. I'm so used to interviewing people. I'm like, okay, just like sit back and let you guys take the reins. Like, what do I do here?
That's so funny. Every time I go on someone else's podcast, I'm
like, the same way.
I'm thinking like, what am I going to ask? And then I'm like, oh, you know what? It's their job.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
No, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I was just listening to your 100th episode. Congratulations.
We know thank you. It feels like an accomplishment, granted that I started the podcast in my mom's pool cabana during the pandemic, and now I'm doing it in a studio, and it's like, wow, we've really grown from episode one.
Yeah, well, so when you started the podcast, I mean, I know the pandemic really helped a lot of people tap into just like other avenues, basically. What was your thought process behind wanting to start a podcast?
It was really my best friend and I, and we found ourselves calling each other all the time once we got into adulthood, and we were like, hey, I'm doing my taxes. Like, am I doing this right?
Ugh.
Hey, I need to get my car repaired. Am I doing this right? Like, just all these things that, like, I'm a college graduate. I feel like I should, you know how to be an adult.
Yeah.
And you realize, like, you're not taught any of these things. And so I just was like sitting in a meditation one day and like popped in my head. I'm like, I have to do a podcast, and I have to do about all of these life skills that we're supposed to have learned that we have no idea how to do. And it'll be me and my best friend basically walking you through it. But it's not like a long lecture or like some old white guy telling mm-hmm. you how to do your, you know, taxes mm-hmm. and things like that. It's you and your best friend, and we're drinking wine every episode, and it's fun, it's digestible, and these are the real conversations that we're having.
So what time do you track it?
Sir, what did you say?
What time do you track it, or what time do you do it?
Well, it comes out Tuesdays.
She's asking because she's saying y'all are drinking, and we always say we wish we, but we do it middle of the day.
Yes, no, it was a great idea until we record it and it's 11 a.m. on a Thursday, and we're like, okay, wait, this wasn't a great idea. Yes.
Well, the podcast is actually called Am I Doing This Right? So it's, we always talk about that. I always say that with my friends. I'm like, why didn't we learn how to do any of these things that we actually need to do?
Like, they don't tell you about, oh my gosh. Like medical, what is it called?
Insurance?
And no, yeah, like medical and health insurance.
We did an episode on health insurance.
It's like all these things. Confused. Buying a home.
Yeah.
Leasing a car, buying versus buying a car. I'm like, I was not, where do you learn this stuff?
A podcast.
Yeah, well, my podcast. But yeah, my best friend and I, we do a lot of research. We make sure that we only use like .govs and like .edu's,
yeah,
so that they're like very, you know, verified, because we're not experts, and we preface that like,
yeah,
this is information from a non-expert. This is what we found on the internet.
Like, you're like, disclaimer.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah. Exactly.
We get that. We often, like on every episode, we do an email where we give advice, just like if someone emails in like relationship advice, just anything. And we're always like, by the way, this is just off the cuff. There is no expert background here.
But sometimes you do. You need a third person to tell you what to do, even if you kind of already know. You just need somebody who's like not involved in the situation.
But you know what? Everybody's not an expert until they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not hitting on all cylinders today. So if she says anything, just go with it. It's Tanya.
I know what you mean, though.
Right?
Yeah, like we're lived experts because we've lived through it.
Yeah. Like everybody's not an expert until they become an expert.
I love TikTok. Like, I love it. And I find that there's so much information, but almost to a point where I take something in and I hear it and I feel so insightful. And then I'm like, I should probably see if there's any information to back up, because they sounded very educated in what they were saying, and it made me feel like it was the truth. But like, I guess any intelligent person could get on and just make something up and make a video and it go viral.
Right. You know? Like, here's five facts you didn't know about this, yeah, but they can be completely made up, and you're like, yes.
I see all those with weight loss. It's like, drink water and this before bed and you're going to lose 5 pounds because this, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I do think TikTok can be really helpful for like specific things, but I do think like the general, anybody can say anything. Mm-hmm. It can be harmful too. Yeah.
When I was listening to the podcast, it was kind of learning things about yourselves and each other and talking about like just different things you've learned, I guess, in your life in recent years. And one of the things you were talking about, I can't remember what specific question it was, but you said you had just moved in with your boyfriend. And yes. I think you were talking about, I don't know what the specific question was or what you learned from it, but the adjustment of moving in together. So I was curious, like, how long have y'all been together and like the process of moving in together? Because I love that conversation.
Yeah. Do you guys live with your partners?
No. So I have a girlfriend. We've been together for 4 years and, but we stay together every night. We just each have our own place.
Yeah, that's where we were at, where it was like, okay, we've been together for 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, yeah, every night we're at one of each other's houses. Like, it's time, you know? And I was really nervous for it because I'm a little bit of a clean freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like my things where I like my things. I do things in a certain way. And so I was really nervous, but we had a sit down conversation. Like, we both sat down at a table. We were like, what are the expectations? What are, you know, the chores we're going to be doing? When can you do them? When does it fit into your life? And I feel like that was really our key to success, is that we set these expectations. But I've realized that, and it's not, I don't want to overgeneralize, but men are not taught things that women are taught, like how to clean things in a certain way. I'm like, you know, you have to like change out your the hand towel like every couple of days. He's like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah. So he's also learning a lot.
I feel like those are just the things that when you move in with someone too, and you're like sharing everything, because I'm a freak of like hygienically being clean, but I can, I'm like fine with messiness, but I just have my place organized like professionally. No,
that's an understatement.
I'm like,
she's very messy.
My girlfriend's like, I can't work in the mess. And I'm like, it, I would feel better if it was clean, but I can work in the mess. But I had someone come and like professionally organize it. So now I'm like the extreme where like, if she leaves her clothes on a chair or something that's not in a bedroom, I'm like, what are these? Like, are you, what are you doing with these? And she's like, I'm wearing them tomorrow. So I just set them out and I'm like, okay, that's fine. Can we put them somewhere outside of the main area?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all compromise. I've learned, and like he came into my space mm-hmm. too. So it was like, I had to just let go of mm-hmm. some things. Like you can't see out here, but there's a ginormous surfboard that but, you know,
it's a prop.
Let me tell you, my boyfriend had a surfboard in his bedroom. Like, I just got that out of there, like, recently. And it was what? Like, it was not even a surfboard. It was like in a case. Like, it was like in a carrying case. And it didn't look cool. It wasn't like on the wall. It was just like up on the thing. And I don't think he's surfed since we've started dating, which has been almost 3 years now. So it kind of encroached in my area of the room. Like, this is where I put my stuff and it's dusty. And so yeah. It took me a long time to get it out. I finally got it in the garage.
I did not know that.
My plan is that I'm going to slowly move it further and further. Right now it's on the balcony and then maybe we should go in the garage and it's just going to go further. I think he likes the idea of having it because then maybe one day he could surf if it's here. But right. He's never surfed a day in the 3 years that we've been together.
It's so funny because he like does not care about like if I ask for more space in the closet, he will literally like throw his clothes on the ground and he gives me like whatever. If I ask for more dresser drawers, like I basically have the entire dresser now, half of the closet mm-hmm. does not care. But the surfboard, it was like I wanted to take away his like teddy bear or something. I was like, why are you so attached to this surfboard that I've never seen you use?
This is emotional support surfboard.
Yeah.
Something. My boyfriend's also 6'5", so it's a massive surfboard. It's not a, it's huge.
6'5". Nice.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero. My shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my sure. Shiro. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
So I read this interview that you did where you were talking about change. So your dad is a famous actor, singer, just celebrity.
Entertainer. Yeah,
entertainer, just general. Jamie Foxx. And you had done an interview talking about like considering changing your name like while you were wanting to get into the industry. Have you kind of let go of that, or do you still feel that sense of... You basically said you didn't want to feel like you were riding the coattails of his success. And I wanted to hear more about that, because I get the impression when you are the daughter of or family member, friend of someone at that level of success, you're kind of damned if you do and you're damned if you don't a little bit.
Yeah, I had a lot of pressure growing up to enter the industry, especially when I was graduating high school. A lot of people were like, just go straight into acting. You could be, you know, making millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And my like rebellion was like, I'm going to college. And everyone was like, no, which is a weird way to rebel. But I really wanted to, if I was going to enter the industry, I wanted to do it because I loved it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it because I couldn't go a day without it. And so I went to college. And when I was entering college, that's when I was considering entering with my mom's last name, just because I wanted to be given a fair shot. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I feel like I was really insecure about it, but I was never sure if people wanted to be friends with me because they wanted a premiere ticket, because right, they wanted sure. concert tickets. I was just really insecure about that. And I wanted to feel like people wanted to be friends with me because they liked me. Mm-hmm. And so I said that quote, and of course it's like this headline on it. Like I don't want it yeah. to seem like I'm rejecting my dad in any way. But I think over time, and now that I am in the industry and I'm an actor, I've learned to embrace my dad's last name. And I've learned that yes, it is going to open doors for me, of course, but it's my job to show up fully, be mm-hmm. prepared and do the work. And that's all I can do, and create more opportunities for other people. So that's how I've turned it. But it was definitely a journey of, mm-hmm. of getting there and being proud of it and being able to be like, yes, this is my dad. This is what he does. And I own that.
It is interesting, though, that you were saying like you wanted to rebel, because I feel like it's like that no matter who your parents are. Do you know what I mean? Like right. if you're, but you, like, it, like, you know, my parents always wanted me to do something. I mean, the entertainment industry was such a foreign concept to mm-hmm. them. You know what I mean? They're from Serbia. So it was like, go to medical school or be a lawyer, you know, just that type of,
expectation.
Yeah. And so when I was like, oh, I want to work in radio and music, I think it was kind of just like what is this? You know, like, and I think that was maybe my way of rebelling. But it's funny when like you are, because I think for so many people in the entertainment industry, all you need is like a little door to be open and you can, you know what I mean? Like all you need is that. And, but it's funny when you have a little bit of a door, you feel like you don't want to use it because you don't want anybody to think a certain thing or whatever. It's just so interesting to me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. You're damned if you do and you're mm-hmm. damned if you don't. Yeah. So it's like, you might as well take the opportunity. And then I just feel like a responsibility to pass along my opportunities mm-hmm. and to bring people up with me, which is what I've watched my dad do his entire career. Like his core group of friends are the same comedians that he grew up with when he was in his 20s. And like, yes, he's friends with Leonardo DiCaprio and all these other people, but like his day-to-day friends are like mm-hmm. his close friends who he hires on all of his shows and all his movies. And so it's like, you can take the opportunity, but you can also like uplift people with you. You know what I mean?
I yeah. love that. And I went on the podcast I was listening to, you were talking about how it's really important for you. I think you specifically use like being humanitarian, and then Natalie basically like backed you up and was like, no, she's not just saying it. Like she cares about other people and like helping other people. And I think acknowledging that you have a door that may be a little bit wider open than maybe some other people have the opportunity, but then saying like, okay, I'm going to use this and do what I want to do, and also use it to help other people and like almost like work my ass off to like make sure I take advantage of this open door is really cool. And I feel like you listening to you now and on your podcast, I was like, this is cool to hear someone who you're very self-aware and humble in your situation that a lot of people might just take advantage of and live their life and not think of anybody else.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. And that's when I really started, I'm an ambassador for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I'm a mental health advocate. And I started working with them in 2017. And they had reached out to me and they were like, hey, like, will you just do a post for Mental Health Awareness Month? And I was like, yes, but also I struggle with anxiety and I would love to work with you guys in a bigger way. And I just feel like I've been given this platform that I didn't really ask for. And so I might as well take that platform and use it to guide people to resources, guide people to things that are going to actually help them and enrich their lives. And so I've been working with them since 2017. And they just passed this really, really cool initiative that they've been working on for a long time, which is the 988 number. Have you heard about
this? Yeah, I just saw this. This just happened.
Like this week.
It just
right?
happened, like, I think yesterday. But instead of calling 911 when someone's having a mental health emergency, you would call 988. It's a nationwide number, and it gets them mental health services. Because a lot of the time when you call 911 for someone who's having a mental health crisis, they end up in jail, mm-hmm. they end up hurt because the police aren't really capable of handling that type of situation. So anyways, I'm just going to put that on blast while I'm on the podcast because it's so cool.
Wait, this might be a loaded question, but for you, I don't know and if you've like worked through it, but where do you feel like your anxiety stems from the most? Is it like living too much in the future?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely living too much in the future. I think also growing up the way that I did, I felt like a lot of people were looking at me, like actually in school, just watching me, and I felt the need to be perfect. So I struggle a lot with perfectionism, and I work on it in therapy, love therapy. Mm-hmm. And so I think that causes anxiety when you feel like you don't have the grace to be a human and you don't have the grace to mess up. That can, you know, keep you up at night.
How old were you when you had that realization, like the awareness of what people watching you in that capacity?
When I was 14, that's when I was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. That's when I like came to my mom and I was like, hey, I'm not feeling well. We got to do something. And then I started seeing my therapist, who is my same therapist I have today. And I'm 28. So I've almost been with her longer than I've been without her, which is very scary.
Wow. Really cool. I love that.
I know.
I love that. You were talking about how you've had to let go of, or you were saying you couldn't watch TV shows where there were roles that you auditioned for and didn't get. And I feel like that's a very, I mean, I I wonder if I would be the same way if I was in your position of like really wanting something and like envisioning it and manifesting it and then not getting it and watching it have success. But you said you were really working on letting that go. Like how, where do you stand on that topic?
Well, that was something I worked on honestly in therapy.
Okay.
I feel like being an actor, I mean, part of the job is like pouring your everything into an audition into 3 minutes, 5 minutes you have to convince someone. And you really do love this piece of material or this character, and then you don't get it. And there's obviously disappointment and rejection and all these things. And then you have to watch someone else do it. Mm-hmm. And I used to have this like pit in my stomach, jealousy. And I realized like that's just not serving me. I also, once I started producing, I realized there's so many roles. There's so many TV shows. Yeah. Like there's enough for everyone to win and enough for everyone to succeed and be successful. And so, yeah, but it was a process. I had to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Or else that kind of stuff, when you don't address it, it comes out in other ways.
The actor's life. It takes,
if you don't have to be an actor, don't do it. It's the worst job in the world.
The rejection would really like, it would really be hard for me. Cause I feel like you get rejected more than you get accepted.
Yeah. I mean, you go out on 50 auditions, you get one, get two. You have to think about all the other ones you don't get. And also I had to learn to just attach less, you know what I mean? Like give it all on the floor and then walk away. And that's what it is. So that was part of their journey as well.
Yeah. You mentioned Zendaya. Was that for Euphoria? Did you audition for that?
I auditioned for Euphoria like a million years ago. When it first came out, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I auditioned for that. And I'm so glad I did, because one, there's no way I could have done it better than Zendaya. I'm so happy for her. But again, it was that same feeling of like, oh, that's something that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also be happy for somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
And realize, like, she's so the right choice. I mean, beyond the right choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about this with a friend the other day, and she was saying how she's, like, in the social media, like, influencer space. And she was saying how it's so hard to watch other people get the opportunities that you really want or feel like you deserve, in the sense of, like, questioning, why did she get that and not me? And I was saying, like, it's a very human thing to want some, like to see an opportunity and say like, I wish I had that. Like, I don't think it's fair to be like so hard and critical on ourselves, but I do think there has to be that moment where you go, okay, I didn't get it. She got it. And I would love to have that opportunity one day. And in the meantime, I'm going to be happy for her success and what she was able to do with this, instead of it just being like the comparison game over and over in your head. Cause that doesn't really lead to anything positive.
Yeah, no, I just say that unless you like live and die for acting, it's the worst. It's the worst profession. There's no stability. There's no like, there's nothing about it that is appealing unless you're absolutely crazy.
And I also get like emotionally attached to things. Like I've been in the same job for literally 12 years now. And like, I can imagine people that are on these sets of TV shows. I mean, what it's like, really good if you last, what, 5-6 seasons?
I mean, yeah.
That's not that long of your life. And then you just have to say goodbye to all these people that you've like built these relationships with. Like, that's just like, I clearly have issues.
Like, I couldn't. No, you're a normal human.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your books now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to books.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Books.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's how
much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you started the podcast, was it instantly like, I'm going to do this with my best friend? Has there been any moment, because we're best friends, like we started the podcast as best friends. It wasn't like we got paired together. And so normally podcasts, especially with two females, there's normally like they're kind of either like put together because someone thinks they'd have good chemistry, or it's rare that there's like two best friends starting a podcast. So have y'all run into any issues where there's like any complications in that dynamic?
I'm so lucky to be able to say no. I feel like me and my best friend, we've known each other since we were 13. We went to summer camp together. How long have you guys known each other?
2016. So six years. Yeah.
That's only 6 years ago.
I know.
Yeah. I know. Literally me trying to do the math was quite sad.
Yeah. So. I was like, well, what? So I feel like my best friend and I, we've known each other since we were in summer camp. So I feel like we really knew each other.
Yeah.
There were like a few things in the beginning where I'd be like, hey, like, I think you're talking over me, or I think, you know, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you for telling me, you know,
yeah.
Maybe that, but beyond, very small things, I feel like it's amazing to work with your best friend, right?
Yeah, we love it. I mean, I don't know anything like work-wise that we've navigated, but like, you know, sometimes if we go through something personally, we'll just talk about it on here and resolve it. Or resolve it and then talk about it is probably the smartest way to do it. But I was listening when y'all did the podcast, she was saying how one of the things she's working on is navigating her self-worth. And I loved you immediately chimed in and you were like, I don't think that of you. Like, I don't think that you, it was something about her lacking confidence. And you were like, I don't see you that way. And I was like, that was so sweet how you like immediately as her friend stepped in and were like, you know, that's not how I like, that's not how people view you.
I know. I think what I also said to her is like, and I have it on a sticky note, literally right here. See yourself through the eyes of someone who admires you. Because I think you constantly have to remember, like my mom says that to me all the time. She's like, you have to look at yourself as someone who loves you and someone who's like so impressed by all the things you do. Cause you do it so automatically. Like she's a jewelry, my best friend, Natalie, she's a jewelry designer. She designs candles and fragrances and all these. I'm like, I could never do what you do, but it's so automatic to her that she's like, And I'm like, this is incredible. And so I keep it on a sticky note, that quote, just because I have to remember it myself.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Same. Actually, it is interesting because I feel like I love sharing stuff like that, like just like little quotes or things that really kind of resonate with you. Is there any like piece of advice or anything that you've learned or somebody said to you in your career that just like really kind of changed your perspective on things?
I would say, obviously, I've watched my dad a lot in the way he has navigated his career. And I think he did a really good job raising me in the fact that he kept Hollywood, quote unquote, this separate thing. Mm-hmm. It was not our lives. We lived like out in the valley, far away. I had a normal life. I worked at Victoria's Secret growing up. Like I just, that was something else. And I think in terms of specifically my career, but also for people listening who aren't and, you know, who just work a normal job, that's one thing and your life is something else. And like to not put all of my self-worth, all of my hopes and dreams into this industry that I can't control, mm-hmm. that I can't, you know, that is, you know, has its ups and downs. And so to have my circle really close and to nurture that, my friends, my families, my relationships, things like that, like that's really what's important.
Yeah, so true. What's one of your favorite projects you've worked on? Like in everything that you're doing, because I feel like you do a lot outside of acting and podcasting. Like what's something that you've accomplished where you're like, I'm so proud of that piece of work that I did?
Gosh, there's so many like different avenues of what that means. I would say one of my proudest moments is when I lobbied Congress for mental health reform with NAMI. But then also I did this live special of Good Times where I played Thelma Evans and Viola Davis played my mother. And it was just like this incredible rush because it was this live thing that was broadcasted to millions of people. And I will say I was very proud of that. I was so terrified. I can't even explain it. And it was just like, I love overcoming a fear. It's like my favorite thing.
Do you like the process of overcoming it or do you like the feeling after you've overcome it?
I think the process is so interesting because you have to really like, there's a lot of self-talk in there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like you versus you, you know? And I don't know. I think I've always, because I have an anxiety disorder, I had a lot more fears than the mm-hmm. average person. And so I had to do a lot of self-talk and I kind of like that process.
I think I love overcoming it, but I don't know that I could say I love the process.
Maybe
of going
I'm just
through
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't tell you one fear that I've faced.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Like hosting the Oscars red carpet, you didn't have fear in that?
Well, that's not fear. That's imposter syndrome.
That's kind of the
that's
same
fear.
Thing.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, look at me. Just
were you ever scared of like flying? Like I was scared of flying for a long time.
No.
On like an airplane? Scared?
Yeah,
oh
my God.
Are you, I have so many friends who are scared to fly. So
I was really scared to the point where one time I was on a plane and the airline, the stewardess came back and was like, is there like a dog somewhere? Like I hear, and I was like, no, it was me like yipping, like, and they thought there was an animal on the plane. I was
that's
like,
so
that
funny.
Would be me.
You're like, No animal out of
But now I'm all good.
So you're fine. Exposure like you therapy. Fly you fly now and you're just calm?
Completely calm.
Therapy's the best.
I love therapy.
That's a Me powerful review for therapy to like that shift, because my friends who are scared of flying, it's deep. Like, although it sounds like yours was also really deep. So maybe I need to encourage them to really tap into their therapy side of this to overcome it. So how did you meet your boyfriend?
I met my boyfriend, I met him at college. I went to USC, but I was in this very long-term relationship. We broke up and I realized I had never really dated. Oh, yeah. And so what I did was this thing called 5 dates in 5 days, where I set up 5 dates from Thursday to a Tuesday with 5 different guys. I had a no kiss rule. So I was like, I can't kiss 5 guys. Like, that's crazy.
You're like, I'm not the bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'll go on all these dates and I'll just like get my feet wet, 'cause I'm just so nervous and I've never really done it, whatever. My last date was my boyfriend. And I called Natalie, my best friend, and I went, we have a problem. The whole experiment's ruined. I met the right guy and blah, blah, blah. And I told my boyfriend this story because when he was walking me to my car, he was like kind of going in for a kiss and I was getting really nervous and I like got in my car and slammed the door and he thought, oh, okay, I guess it didn't go well. But then I told him I had a no kiss rule and he was like, it makes so much more sense because you were being so weird.
He was like, everything was fine until literally the last 10 seconds.
The last second where he's like going in, I'm like, okay, bye, and slam my car door and drive away. And he's like, okay, I guess it didn't go well.
Wow. I like that game.
I like five that rule dates. Too. Did you, were the first 4 dates like immediate no's? Or did you have some like?
No, there were, 2 were immediate no's. 2 were like, 1 was like insane and like it was a bad situation. But the other 3 were okay, except, or other 2 were okay, except for my boyfriend, which was like exceptional. And then I saw them a couple more times maybe. And then I was just like, no, it's him. I didn't want to find a boyfriend. I was like, no, I just had like a long-term relationship. I don't want this.
I love that. I was going to say, if you're listening to this podcast, wait for a date where you say it was exceptional. That was such a like simple but telling
difference. Yeah, I know, difference. But like the fact that it happened after your 5th date is so funny, because I feel like I did this for a year. I was like, I'm going to, I can't remember, I called it something, the year of the year of no relationships. Like because I felt like I was going on dates and I was just interviewing people and I wasn't like enjoying my time dating. So I was like, I'm just going to take it off the table. No relationships, just pure fun. And it was not fun. I did some humdingers. Like, I was like,
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say, and then I found my boyfriend. And
No, he came way later. He came way later.
Were these just random guys?
God just dropped him right there when I needed it.
Were they just random guys, or were you on an app?
I met my boyfriend in college, but we had never really connected. So I kind of knew him. One guy had been pursuing me forever, and I was like, fine, I'll go on a date with you. And then the other 3 were just from Raya or whatever. Okay. They were just random guys.
I was going to say that's a fun way of looking at dating, where it's like, I'm just going to date and enjoy being, well, hopefully courted, I guess, you know, like have men just take you on a date, pay for a nice meal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've seen my single friends really get in their head about dating, and I was really in my head about it. So I was like, if I have 5 in a row, like by date 3, I should start feeling good. Loose, and I'm glad saved my boyfriend for the last day, because I think if I'd went the first day with him, I would have been so socially awkward. He would have been like, what is wrong with this girl?
Yeah,
so I got practice. It was just practice.
You were like a professional dater by the time you got to y'all's date.
Yeah, exactly.
So true, though.
I love that. Okay, where can people find you on Instagram, TikTok? What projects are you working
on?
Don't
look at my TikTok. It's a disaster. I don't know what I'm doing.
None of
my
us do.
My 14-year-old sister is helping me. Oh, it's terrible. But no, you can follow me at Corinne Fox on Instagram, TikTok if you want. But I warned you. But my podcast name is Am I Doing This Right? And you can follow us at Am I Doing This Right Pod. on Instagram. We also have a TikTok too.
Oh, perfect. And then also Beach Shazam.
Oh yeah, Beach Shazam airs. Thank you for telling me the name of my own TV show. Beach Shazam airs Mondays, 9, 10 Central on Fox.
There you go. Well, thank you for taking time and hanging out. And everyone, go follow Corinne on TikTok. And
Instagram. Please don't look at my TikTok.
TikTok's just
funny. We're all just finding our way. We're all just finding our way there.
It's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard, and I really don't know what I'm doing.
It's fun to scroll, hard to create.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you both. You're so lovely.
Thank you so much, Corinne. Bye.
Bye. Get rid of that surfboard.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.